If you walk into Paul Sedaka's classroom, you might hear this. Maps and educational posters adorn the wall here like most classrooms, but this classroom may be one of the few with a flowchart outlining the legislative process on a whiteboard. Sedaka's class of eager kids has been following House Bill 25 since it appeared earlier this year. The proposed legislation would allow the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control to draw up regulations to control any hunting or trapping of the gray fox. The fourth graders unanimously oppose the legislation, and they're taking it personally. Governor Jack Markell signed the bill naming the gray fox the state wildlife animal at McVeigh Elementary in front of the student body back in 2010 after students there pushed for that designation. The animal isn't endangered, though, and there is precedent for states harvesting official symbols, including in Delaware. Several states list the white-tailed deer as their state animal, which is ubiquitously hunted throughout the country. Fishermen use Delaware's official marine animal, the horseshoe crab, as bait, and anglers are also allowed to hook the weak fish, the first fish of Delaware. Supporters say the bill is needed to help alleviate issues with those who accidentally shoot or trap a gray fox when they were aiming for a red fox, which is legal under Delaware law.
What's happening now is people don't want to get in trouble by it, so what they're doing, they're basically shooting, shoveling, shutting up. You know, they're not telling us, you know, and if we could get some numbers, then we would know.
That's Representative Dave Wilson, who sponsored the bill. He says these regulations would also allow DENREC to take an accurate count of the animal within Delaware's borders. One of the bill's staunchest opponents, Representative John Kawako, offered up two amendments during the House debate that would have nixed an open season on the animal and the fur trade clause, but both of those failed. Kawako and others say the bill shouldn't allow for hunting or pelt trade provisions if the goal is ultimately to take care of nuisance animals.
When you want to deliberately construct a human attack on something in nature, then have a better reason than just to say, oh, we need this because we need it, or we need it to take account, or we need it because an industry needs it to make more profit.
The bill now waits for a Senate committee hearing. Two amendments similar to Kawako's are attached to the bill, and that's where Sedaka is hoping the bill dies.
Our goal is to have the bill stop in the Senate. If it somehow passes the Senate, our next deal will be to go to Dover and let the governor know that if he's going to sign the bill, he's going to have to deal with us.
Governor Markell says he will sign the bill as it currently stands. McVeigh student Ben Garrett says that seems odd to him.
I think he's just insulting himself. Like, why would you do that? You signed the bill to make the gray fox the state animal. You're signing this bill to hunt the gray fox? Just, I don't get it.
But the students are open to some compromise. The bill also allows poultry farmers to kill the animal without a permit if it's directly attacking their chickens. Kids in the class mostly agreed with that provision, but some, like Cassidy Foskett, suggest there are other choices farmers can make.
They can run out there and they can, like, clap their hands and jump around, and that'd probably scare it away because it's a really shy animal.
Sedaka says the civics lesson has been different from the one he taught 5 years ago, but it's just as valuable. Regardless of the outcome, he says he has further plans for his students.
Let's protect this animal. Furthermore, let's take it, let's double down, my friends. How about this? If they want to build a shopping center and there's a forest that has a population of gray foxes, there should be a study done on the impact of the gray foxes there if they build the shopping center.
A similar bill introduced in 2014 would have instituted similar hunting and trapping framework as House Bill 25, but the Senate amended those aspects out last year. That proposal never reached the House for final approval. Should this bill pass, Sedaka says he's prepared to bring the children to Dover to protest with parental permission. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.
Nice and pretty.